It is Rock and Roll Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we do that again? I missed it.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Tuesday. I love doing that, man.
Freddie Kiger's here. I know. It gets you cranked up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. What kind of tune you got under your arm today?
Well, as soon as I get through this, I'm headed over for my crew call, 9 o'clock over in Durham at the DBAP. ACC baseball tournament beginning. All folks, right. If you're in the area, all you got to do is go over to the DBAP and see some fantastic ACC baseball.
You'll see some hits, and holy, you're about to hear a hit.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. The year was 1985.
Okay.
Name this tune and artist that dovetails nicely with what's going down today and the rest of the week at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park.
Oh, okay.
So here's the single.
I think I know what you're
name
talking about.
Name the tune and the artist of what Ron's about to play.
Before I even hear it, I think I know what it is.
Today.
John Fogerty of course, Creedence Clearwater Revival fame, has done a lot of great music over the years.
This was a fun little song. You know, it's a nice little ditty about baseball. It's played each home Bulls game when the gates are open.
Yeah.
And the tune peaked at number 44 on the Billboard charts, but it's another one of those tunes that kind of locked itself into the legacy and lore of baseball, and you hear it everywhere. And when you hear it, you can't help but kind of crack a smile.
Oh, yeah. I know. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genius on the part of John Fogerty.
Exactly.
To embed himself in the memories of so many people.
And he probably played the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. And loves baseball. Hey, listen, thanks. That's a great rock and roll trivia question today.
You are so kind. Thank you. Come over to the DBAT, watch some baseball.
And we'll see you bright and early tomorrow.
Yep.